What's that?
Machlokes.
What are you making, Shnitzel? What's that? It might. What happened? Let's say it's a very, very thin crust. Why doesn't it follow the rule of kol?
What's the purpose of the crust?
No.
The purpose of the crust is if the purpose of the crust is to act as a flavor enhancer, meaning like the crust, you're making the schnitzel with extra crust because you like this particular crust, then maybe the color you should make the donuts. But if the crust is acting as a binder in some way.
But when you have schnitzel, you have a choice of having schnitzel or having a grilled piece of chicken. And you choose to have the schnitzel. Why are you choosing the schnitzel?
Because
you like
breading.
Yeah, so l'chara then you should make a mezonos on it. It's not so far that we should. Poskim, I think, say that we say a shakel usually. So that's the sugya over here. When you finish the sugya, we have to come with a hachra. For example, let's say a person is making some kind of addition, puts in flour to make it, give it more volume, to stretch the food. Or let's say they put in flour because it's easier to swallow. A person has trouble swallowing, so that's called a binder, a thickener. And if the thickener is flour, what would be the din? Doesn't have to figure out from this din. What other situations do you have? Let's say you have a Kit Kat bar, right? So you make a mezonos a shakel. You have a choice of having a cookie or a Kit Kat bar. So when you decide the Kit Kat bar, look, are you having? And then there's a more yesodis the question. Why didn't you just make two brachas? Why are we stingy in brachas? I'm having the chocolate, I'm having the mezonos. No. So make two brachas. A chocolate covered strawberry. What would be so terrible to make two brachas? Getting two hanois from it. Why are we restricting ourselves to one bracha? So that's what we have to figure out. Nope. So the sugi begins chavetz kedera. So again, the sugi starts. So the sugya starts chavetz kedera v'chein daisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shakol nivid v'roi v'kano Omer v'roi minim mezonos. So chavetz kedera, Rashi explains, is honey and flour and oil. And daisa, the Gemara says, means daisa kein chavetz kedera. Chavetz kedera literally means something that's cooked in order to give it, in order to create a unified substance. Chavetz means that it's a unified substance, that it's a gel substance. So chavetz kedero, you cooked it in order to create a certain consistency. If you go on the internet and you type in honey and flour and oil, so there'll be a recipe, there'll be a meichel, which looks like a fried cookie, a small fried cookie. Chori, that's what this is. Chori, it's not so much different than a donut. A donut is flour and a few other ingredients boiled in oil. So maybe it's a similar thing, I'm not sure. But chavetz kedera, so Rashi says, chavetz means that it became a uniform substance, and kedera means that it's cooked. So here it's cooked in oil, it sounds like. And v'chein da'yisa, the Gemara says, this is not regular da'yisa. Regular da'yisa would be partial, it's bar minim zonis. This is da'yisa, kein chavetz kedera. So it's a similar kind of machel. Gemara on Lamed Zainab and Beis is a similar machel that Rashi says also. It's a riyata dechakloi, the mafshi bekimcha. So Rashi says this is chavetz kedera. The Ritva says it's a different machel. Over there, the Gemara says mevarech barve mine mezaynes. So that's the maskon of the sugya. Our Gemara said that irrespective of the machlekes of Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda, we're going to paskin. Rav Yosef said because of a Rav and Shmuel din. So lachari you have a shaila on the chavetz kedera. The Gemara says lachari there are three possible ways to address it. Rav Yehuda says you make a shahakol, presumably because the flour is the minimum. You go baser roiv. Rav Kahana says you make a bari mine mizaynos. Gemara doesn't say exactly why. The Gemara says that the key plige. Rav Kahana, Rav Yehuda, Oimer shakol sover dub sheiker. Rav Kahana Omar bar mina mezaynes sover smida iker, and Omar Rav Yosef kavosei the Rav Kahana mistabra, but not mitame, not because smida is iker, but because we have a different din that he called sheyesh by mechameshes haminin mevorchen alav bar mina mezaynes. So with three shitas, and Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel line up. So the Gemara of Yosef says the lachar we paskin like Rav Kahana's din of aloy mitame. Go for Rav Shmuel namri tarvayu. So now we're going back to this din of Rav and Shmuel. Kol sheyesh boi mechameches aminin mevorchon al borei mine mizaynais vidmer nami Rav Shmuel namri tarvayu kol shehu mechameches aminin mevorchon al borei mine mizaynais. So tzvicha the Gemara says there are two separate dinim. It wasn't that Talmidim just made a mistake and just quoting him differently. Rav and Shmuel gave two separate shurim, two separate pesukei halacha, two separate seifim, Shulchan Aruch. So we want to know what's the difference between kol sheyesh bo or kol shehu, diyashvin and kol shehu. Havi amina mishum diisei be'enei. Amol al yedei tarvei v'sloi. Kol shehu means I have a meichel. And that meichel is, I clearly see that it's a flour. Right, I have a meichel and it's clearly a cookie. Kol shehu could mean if I have a machol and it's roiv, because what does be'en mean? Be'en means that the flour is very present. It's be'en, it's visible. The Gemara often says that you have a b'tar roives, so the miyut is b'tar roives and the roiv is be'en. It's there. So havimina mishum de'isei be'ene kol shehu. I have a mixture of flour and honey, and the flour is very present. Maybe the flour is the roiv. So then I would say a bar minim is oynos. But if the flower is the miyot, or it's not clearly recognizable, I make a shako. So the Gemara says, Iash mi'inan kosh mi'chameshes bishum dis vene avalidei tarai v'slai. Kamash malon kol sheyesh boy. Kamash malon kol sheyesh boy. That even if the flower is not be'en, so even if the flower is not, it's not the roiv, but kol sheyesh boy, but there's some flower in it. V'yash mina kol sheyesh boy v'havim mina. So why don't I just say even if flower is the miyot? So I for sure know flour is the roiv. If having a little bit of flour inside of it already makes it a very minimum zaynos, so then I don't need to know anything more. So why do I have another nusach kol sheyesh kol shehu? The Gemara says, "Aval oiras v'duchon loy mishum da al yedei tarayves." Aval isa be'enei neima filo oiras v'duchon nami mevarchon l'barei mine mizanis kamash malon kol shehu mechamesh zamine hude mevarchon l'barei mizanis lafuki oiras v'duchon da'afilu isa be'enei le'mevarchon l'barei mine mizanis. So at this point in the Gemara is saying that oiras is different. Oiras is something that's very close to the chamesh mini dogon that we'll discuss. Iris has a straddler. And we'll explain why it's a straddler. Sometimes we do make a mezainus in Iris, but at this point in the Gemara is saying Iris is a borpia domo. Iris never makes it to the din of Tyrivis. So the Gemara at this point is saying kol shehu mechameshes aminim. That's telling you that Barimine Mizanis is restricted only to Chameshes Minu. How much has to be there? That's the din of Kol Sheyesh Boy. So together, Rav and Shmuel are saying that the din of Tarayves, the din of Tarayves, Chameshes Minu Dagon, is Kol Shehu, but Davke Chameshes Minu Dagon. So therefore, we'll have to the rest of the sugya discusses why is Ayres Bechlal an outlier. Ayres is a Barbi Dhamma. And then we'll discuss when does Ayres get a Barbi Nimizainis. And then we'll discuss what's the din of Ayres Betarayves. Ayres, does Ayres have the same, Ayres does not get the bracha of Barbi Nimizainis in the same way that Oiriz and Tvua begin in the same way. Ksisa, the Kaisis is a Barbi Adama. Now, if you process Oiriz in a certain way, it gets the Mizainis. Process in a different way, it gets the Barbi Adama. The next then is, what happens if I have a Tarayvis of Oiriz? Right? In other words, it helps us understand that the Chameshes Mini Dagon have several unique halachis. Right, unique halacha number one is it gets a bari mina mezainis sometimes. Unique halacha number two gets a mitzvah lechman aretz. Unique halacha number three is that if you kaveya suda, so then it becomes a bracha klalus. Unique halacha number four is what we're dealing with, and that is that chameshes mina dagon have a new din of Iker and Tafel. So that's what we're trying to focus on right now. What is the din of Iker and Tafel? What's the din of Iker and Tafel by all other mixtures? What's the din if you have a mixture of Priya Doma and Priya Eitz? Even an apple, a rhubarb mixture? What's the din if you have a mixture of meat and vegetables, meat and potatoes? What is the din if you have a cholent of meat and potatoes without any flour, without any barley? What's the bracha? What's the bracha of a salad when you have a adama and the eitz called the Waldorf salad? Right?
Salad?
You have a salad and nuts. Right? The Mediterranean salad. Salad and nuts. Salads and olives. What bracha do you make? So there's a bechlala then of tarboivis and ikir betofel. But then we're discussing what's the specific din of tarboivis lagabe chameshes minin. Right? So our Gemara says has a machlokes whether it's basar. What's the ikir? Is the ikir the honey or the ikir the smida? Right? L'chara, what's smida? Smida is l'chara consistency. Smida, Rashi says, seilus. So one thing is clear to us that all the Rishonim point out that the Gemara on Mem Dalin, and it was by some kind of mixture of beets and flour. So there the Gemara says, make a burpee adama. The Gemara says, why? Because it was ledavik ba'olma. So that's clear to us. The ledavik ba'olma, what def was that on? Let me test. So that the Ritva says, I don't know if the Shita is the exact same as the Ritva, but the Ritva says on the Ritva says that the lashon of the Ritva is that if it's ledebek ba'olma, it's not kavana sachila. Right, that's not one of the reasons why a person that doesn't help, what's kavana sachila? A person doesn't have in mind, I want to eat this thing because it has a good binder. Right, no one sits down to say that that because I put in an ingredient which gives it a good color, that's why I'm eating it. No one says I'm having this beet mixture because the flour binds it together. That's not a kavana sachila. So vayistachai, it's according to the Ritva, that either smida or dubsha does satisfy the kavana sachila. So the machlaikas then is, as Yossi said on Thursday, what's the ikar kavana sachila? What's the ikar when I have a contest? Right? Am I eating it because it has a certain consistency, certain gives a svia, satisfies me? Or am I eating it because of a certain taste? So which kavana sachil? So l'char we have apparently a rule that the bracha is until we get to the actual sugi ikar and tofel, that a chazal were kaveya the bracha on the hanoah sachil you're having. Right? Again, we can say sharper. And we can say sharper. We can say that Chazal were misaken a bracha on hanoas achila. How do we know that they weren't misaken bracha on kol hanoas shevoilam? Hanas and Reyach just squeaked in. Hanas Shena, maybe. Hanas Talmud Torah, maybe. But the Hanah of being warm, or the Hanah of being air conditioned, right? There's no bracha. There are many Hanais in the world. There's no bracha in every single Hanah in the world. So Chazal or Mesakein, Ramban says, a Hanah that I'm ingesting. So the Chazal or Kevei Bracha. Now, which Nakuda? Now we're going sharper. So when a person has two different Hanais from Achila, sometimes you'll sit down and you'll decide you need to have something that is satisfying. Sometimes you're not so hungry. So you have something because of a certain time. When you choose a dessert, so you don't choose a dessert based on whether it's satisfying or not. That's happened already. You choose a dessert based on the time it's going to give you. So in Achila, the different time. Good. Now what happens is there's a competition. What I have is this Chavetz Kedera. Why do most people have a Chavetz Kedera? So that was the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. If the Hanoah said two different kinds of Hanoah, Yossi said on Thursday, there's Hanoah of Smida, nourishes, it satisfies, it fills you. And there's Hanoah of Duvsha. Duvsha is the Tam. So when you have two different kinds of Hanoah, what is the Ikra? Which is the Hanoah that Chazal or Mesake? Why can't you make two brachas? Okay, it's Tzarechian. But for some reason, they only have one bracha. Then the Gemara says, Achidish, Rav and Shmuel, say that when you have Chameshes Minim, so then we're not going Bosa Roiv, we're not going Bosa Anos Achila, of Chameshes Minim takes away all the different cheshbonos of Ikir and Tofa. Right? L'chor, what I said now is not what the Rambam says, correct? The Rambam says, Kemach shel echon mechameshes haminim shevishlu b'kedera bein levadoi bein she'irvum dvorim achem kegoyin levivais pancakes of yetze ben v'chein adogon she'echol koikot if you take wheat and you grind it u'bishlu b'kedera kegoyin harifas. They give examples. Gol zel anikra masa kedera. וכן כל תבשל שאירה במחמש זמינן, בין קמח ואין פס, מלבורך לבור מן הזוינס. באמת, ורמורים, כשיהיה מן הזה חושב עשרי ולא יתפעילה. אבל אם הוא יחם מחמש משאירה בתפעילה, אני מבורך עליו, אלא על עיקר פרצת התפעילה, וזה הכל בברוכס. כל שעיקר אם היא תפעילה, מבורך על עיקר פרצת התפעילה. בין שעיס התפעילה מורבס, אם עיקר בין של יעיס המורבס. עיקר אין תופל. What's an example of an Ikra and Tofel, which is Mu'uruv? No? Good, okay. What's an example of an Ikra and Tofel, Zam Mu'uruv? That's Mu'uruv, that's Mu'uruv. Meatballs and rice are Mu'uruv. No?
I would say fruit salad, but like...
No, it's a much easier one.
French fries and ketchup.
Okay, good. Or a sandwich. Right. Then you eat it over the time over. So Kate said the Atzvela Morevis could go in left as a group should be shall be here by Kemach. Kedei Ledavkoi. Eina ime varach alo bari mine mezoyne. Shall left as a week of a Kim Chetvela. So kol domer shema arvin oise ledavik boy if it's just to hold it together. Kedei litein. Or kedei litein reyach. Or you're just putting there to give it a certain scent. Or you can name it tzvoyas atavshul, just to give it a color. How is it tzvela? Avol im irev kidei litin tam b'tarayves. Oh, but let's say to give a tam. How are you eager? Lefichach minei dvashim mevashul noison v'noison bo. Chei levchita. Kidei levdabek v'oysim mehen minei mesig of candy. The candy is primarily a honey candy, but the flour that's in there is to give the honey candy some substance, hold it together. So really you want to have honey, but instead of, it's how you, if you have a spoonful of honey, So you can't, you're about to get stuck together. Right? A spoonful of honey is not going to give you the same hanah as a candy. But, so then, so the, they put the flour inside of it to make it into a candy. Hold the question. So that's going to be if a person has a salty piece of fish and a piece of bread. So it becomes, so the piece of bread takes away the sharpness of the fish. Hayyotze from this Rambam that the Tarayvus of the Chameshis Minim is not different than the regular Tarayvus. This Rambam would seems to say Kemach shel echem mechameshes bishvuk bein levadai bein shirv nerachirim v'chein adogon v'chol tav shel irv bechmeis midim v'vorch lo bein zonis v'med v'morim kisho yamin azeh choshev etzloi v'lo hitfeilo avul im hoya echem mechameshes aminin she'irv tfeilo einu v'vorch lo elo ikir v'poitas atfeilo v'chein kalal v'brochis Kol shu ikir v'imay tfeilim avarach ala ikir v'poitras atfeilim. So the Rambam says, l'char farkert from the simple reading of the Gemara over here. The simple reading of the Gemara is that chameshes minin is an override on ikir and tofel. And the Rambam says, no, chameshes minin is an example of ikir and tofel. According to the Rambam, when Rambam and Shmuel say, chameshes minin, they get the priority of the bracha, that's because that's the min hazeh achoshev etzloi. So unless I know for sure that it's not the min achoshev etzloi, right? So then, for example, let's say it's there ledevik ba'alma, so I know for sure that the only reason there is a binder, then Rav and Shmuel are saying you should know that legabe people, once you have flour inside of it, it's always the ikar. L'chor, that's what the Rambam shot. L'chor is a little bit difficult. L'chor, he would shot in our sugya. That Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana were arguing about taste, consistency, or taste and svia, and then Rav and Shmuel say, you know, legabe people always, once you have flour, so the way the Lashon of Rambam is, that's the min achoshev etzloi. That you don't have, it's that chameshes minim is always the ikar. L'chayra. He's saying it fits into the classic. It's not a new cheshbon. L'chayra, when we learn this sugya, Rav and Shmuel are saying that chameshes have a different. They are an override on the regular ikra tofel. And the Rambam L'chayra is saying for a carrot, the chameshes minim is an example of how we look at Iker and Tafel.
Why are you bringing that example from the Rambam?
I have to figure that out.
Why is that the
Rambam? The Rambam is saying that whereas all other mixtures, we have to make a decision on what's the Iker and Tafel. Flour, we always know what's the Iker and Tafel. Not, but we always know that it follows the same rule.
It's the same thing, though.
Correct.
between those two ways.
Yeah.
Whether you have to think about it or not.
Maybe?
No.
No, the difference is that the Rambam says that flour is always choshev etzlai.
Do you have to think about it or do you have to get called?
Rambam says it.
No.
Rambam says it.
Sorry?
The Rambam says Ein Mubarak Mezonos.
No, he says That's only because it's only Devek.
But the flower is still there.
Right.
So meaning that and that override doesn't exist.
The override only exists if you're bringing it into the Shimtam. Right? If you're not putting Shimtam, if it's not contributing anything besides for flavor, then it's just gonna be as beholden to like the rules of Ein Mubarak Tafel.
The Rambam holds that Chameshus Minim is not an override. The Rambam holds that Chameshus Minim is always the Iker, based on the regular rules of Iker V'Tofel. And so unless the regular rules of Iker V'Tofel are that anything which is Ledevik Ba'alma is discounted, right? So that applies to Chameshus Minim as well. Now, all we know from the Rambam is that Chameshus Minim is not an override, it's a good example of Iker V'Tofel. We haven't defined exactly what Iker V'Tofel is. And according to most Rishonim, Chameshus Minim is an override.
Even if it's just the Davik
Yom. No. Davik Yom was always discounted. The marshal. Let's say, for example, we were to say that Rov is the Iker. Right? So then Rov Rishonim would say, Rov is the Iker except for Chamesh Zemino. Chamesh Zemino, even Kolshu. Right? That's what it seems to be from the easiest way to learn Pshat in the Gemara. And it sounds like from the Rambam that the Rambam would say that if Chameshus Minim is, it sounds like the Rambam is saying that the determining factor of Rov and of Iker V'Tofel is what's choshev to a person, and flour is always more choshev. Right? But again, all we're pointing out right now is the Rambam Shita is that Chameshus Minim is an example of the klal of Iker V'Tofel, and Rav Yishenim say Chameshus Minim is an override. Right now, from our sugya, from the pashas of our sugya, so we can learn how should Iker V'Tofel almost always work. So the Gemara says that the Yashmin and Kol Shu Aminim Mishum the Isa Be'enei. In other words, that l'chayra, the din of Iker and Tofel should always be a gold boss. What's Ben? What's the Rav? Rav is the Iker and Tofel means it's the minority. And our Gemara is saying that when it comes to Chameshus Minim, so then we always go Boser Chameshus Minim, even if it is the minority. All right. Now that doesn't explain to us everything, because what's the Machlekes Lagavi Chavetz Kedera? Chavetz Kedera before you invoke Rav and Shmuel. So the Chara is simply go Boser Rav. So then there shouldn't be a Machlekes. So the Gemara says Chavetz Kedera. You had two different ingredients, and the machlokes is what provides the kavanas achila. And then Rav Yosef says that we're going to pass on Rav Kahana different cheshbon. and that is that usually we go basar, the what's roiv and what's not roiv when it comes to chamishas minim. We always go basar chamishas minim because it is, even if it's the miyut. Right, again, when you look at the Gemara, the Gemara says chavitz kederes machlekes, what bracha you make. Right, the Gemara tells us the machlekes is based on whether you say that tam is the ikar or smid is the ikar. Good. Then the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says we will follow Rav Kahana's view for a different reason. What's Rav Kahana's view? Kol sheyesh b'chameishas aminim. Now the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? The Gemara doesn't say the Chiddush is, well, even if the flour is not for taste, or the flour is not for consistency. The Gemara says, the Chiddush is, even if the flour is the miyut. Right? Iyashminen kol shaminen mishum de'isa be'ene. Avalidei taroi v'sloi. The Gemara says, no. Kol sheyesh boy, even if it's the miyut. So the Gemara, they're two separate Mahalchim on the whole parsh of Iker and Tofel. One mahalch is, what is the purpose of eating this? Why are you having this? What's your kavanas achila? What's your andoa? Comes Rabban Shmuel and says that lechor you go basar roiv. And when it comes to chameshes minim, we don't go basar roiv. So it sounds like we have three different possibilities of how to determine what is the ikar in a mixture. Less man de polik, when you have an ikar and tofel, you say one bracha. Vivarach al ikar of poiter is a tofel. One bracha. What's that one bracha going to be? So lachara, we have three malachim. Tam, substance, kavana sachila, or roiv. And then we have another din that chameshes minin will always be the kaveya when it's the mixture. So it turns out that Rav Yosef says that Rabban Shmuel's mahalach will end up being like Rav Kahana's mahalach. So l'chora, that would lead us to say, how would we paskin the sugya right now? What's Rav Yosef saying? Was that? But what do you do? What do you do when you have a salad? What's the? Yeah. So l'chora, it sounds like that Rav Yosef is saying, could be, if Yosef is saying we don't need the whole sugya of Kana Yehuda, their approach to Iker Tofel shall like Hilchasa. Hilchasa is what's Roiv, and Chamesh overrides the Roiv. Right? That's how many Achronim go, we'll see. Taisvis.
So, Kana Yehuda said Basar
Hanan. Correct.
Also, you're also saying that Rav
Mishmol,
don't go like that.
Correct.
Goes like,
correct. Right? That seems to be the last line of the sugya. Amen. All right? And why am I saying this? Because the last line of the sugya says, what's the chiddush of kol sheyesh boy? So the Gemara doesn't say, I might have thought that kevan, when the flour doesn't give the taste. All right? Or when the flour... The flowers only the Devi Gamal Gemara didn't say that. The Devi Gamal always talking be a tough. But the Gemara said, I might have thought when the flower is not be'en, is a miyut. So who said miyut? Nobody mentioned miyut. When the flower is not lismada, when the flower is not for the taste. The Gemara says, no, when the flour is the meat, vice to chais, then Rav and Shmuel started from a different place in the din of Iker v'Tofel. Taisva says, She'oisen mikemach umayim o mechola mevorchen aleyim borei minei mezainos. When you have kemach and water and you boil it up together, we would call that cream of wheat. We would call it oatmeal. even if you put milk inside of it. You have a bean dish. You have a chili dish and you put flour inside of it. You have an almond dish with flour inside of it. So Tais is explaining Kol sheyesh v'meich hameshes minin v'varchin olam bari minei v'zaynes. Give you an example: almonds and flour. Im oisin oisai kedei sheyis oin alev az tzarech levarech bari minei v'zaynes. Vim le devek v'alma. Okay, that's where Rikiv Eger points out that it's very difficult tesis to read. Well, what's the first nekuda which is hard to read? I have an almond flour mixture. The tesis says, so then, Bari, my name is Oinais. Whose sheet is that? Whose sheet is that? No, Yossi said it on Thursday. Whose sheet? What's the best fit? Let's put it that way.
Not about Tima.
Is that?
Not Ima.
Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Kahana, or Rav and Shmuel? Rav Kahana. L'chara, of all the different possibilities, Smada is closest to Yisrael Alev. Right? L'chara, it's not Tam, it's not Rav. It sounds like that Rav is the almonds. It sounds like that the almonds give it the taste. Sounds like Kavanas is the almonds, but Yisoid, Hildes. So Lachaira, what's difficult in Taisus is why is he saying Kol Sheyed Mechamesh Minin, and he's now invoking Rav Kahana's din. He should have said this by the Dima Masul should be Kol Smada. That's question number one. If Oisin Oisin, they should believe. Al Sarach Levar Chum Zanis. In the Devik Balma. Now we get Mikol Mokim. Sorry, V'toiv V'Hachmir U'Legomay B'Sei Chasud. What's the what is Taisa's hesitation over here?
No, go ahead. There's no whether the Dveikus Ba'alma really makes it really takes away its the chalos of it being a mizonos. I mean, he's worried that you would.
It wouldn't
be for the mizonos. Maybe
it's still being
excited,
even though it's a
davuk.
No, you can't tell. Therefore, you have to also, you should really try and do it.
Bim le
devek ba'alma. So Yossi's saying,
what were you saying?
Sorry.
Just that the flour making it
davuk
ba'alma.
Yeah.
He's worried that even though we say it before that. It wouldn't be a mizonos on the double.
Right.
So he's worried that it still
would
be a mizonos.
So that would make sense based on what Yossi is saying. In other words, maybe the fact that it's David Gamma, but there is, but the fact is that is going to be the Iker.
Like Rav and
Shmuel. Right. That, what happens if the purpose is Ledevik Bialma? But it turns out either that this flower is ripe, or it turns out that the flower gives it its major source of satisfaction, the flower. Even though we'll be a mushroom for that. Go ahead.
Oh, are we saying that Kadesh Yisrael Halev, if it does Kadesh Yisrael Halev is different than Kavanah Sechila?
No, I'm saying it's an example of Kavanah Sechila.
I mean, maybe you could say that just in case she's a little more based, more subjective, and that's why he would be more cautious and say, well, Homer, you see the Tokusuda. Whereas if I...
Hold on a second. So Josh is suggesting is that...
More subjective.
They were afraid they were not going to be able to figure out what Yisrael Alev. V'toyv l'achmer u'legomoy v'sei chasuda l'achmer birchas ha'moitzi. Again, so the Tosva seems to say that there might be some kind of a suffix over here. And therefore to get out of the suffix, better to have it v'sei chasuda. Okay. Exactly what is the suffix? So is the suffix, maybe I can't evaluate it exactly. Okay, that's what Josh is saying. Or maybe the suffix is that even though it's ledevik ba'alma, it might be. So again, v'im ledevik ba'alma, einay tzarech, einay tzarech. So I think both pshatim are reasonable. My neti would be to the Avi Yossi pshat. Why? Because l'chayra, if Josh was correct, l'chayra, then he wouldn't say it after im devik ba'alma. He would say it after kedesh yisrael alev. So l'chayra v'im devik la'alma in the tzarech levarach b'mzenes v'toyv l'hachmer l'chayra on the devik ba'alma. Because maybe even though the purpose, if you ask the chef, you ask the baker, he'll say it just as a binder. But it could be that the person who's eating it says that l'maisa he gets more satisfaction. So the toiv l'achmer seems to be on the devik ba'alma situation. And that besoches of Rikvegev is two big kashas. Kasha number two is that we're not ready for the kasha. Yeah, we have something besoches hasuda, but it's not really part of the suda. You have an apple in the middle of the suda. Person says, you're having a regular meal, and the person says, I have a gavaldig dessert. You have to have it now, it's going to start melting. Right? Or desserts, this dessert's going fast, even have it now, it's not going to happen. So you have in the middle of your meal, the chayram, that would not be covered by the hamoitzi. That's the teshus kasha, the rikivus kasha, I have to come back to that. Not ready for that. But the first point Riki Vager makes, tzarechi and gadol, what's Rikivus first kasha? No.
It sounds like Rav Kana b'shitas Rav Shmuel.
No. That's to be Gager's first kasha. Go ahead.
He was using the lashon of Rav Shmuel.
No. Ein eid sarach lishna kaitehu. It's a chopped up lashon. Madenoktu ein eid sarach levarach. Ha'af ene v'shay levarach, barvin em ezenes. Because it would be a bracha levatola. Right? It's very difficult. It says over here, v'im de devi alma ene tzarech levarach, barvin em ezenes. Tzarech sounds like you don't have to. For sure, you can make a barvin em ezenes. It's the wrong bracha. If you make a barvin em ezenes and nuts, l'chor you have to make another bracha. It's a bracha levatala. So ein eid tzarech levarach, mei tzarech levarach, and a yochel levarach. The toiv l'achmer is a separate kash. All right. So again, how are we learning pshat and taisvus? Taisvus seems to be saying. Taisvus seems to be saying that Rav and Shmuel were not going against Lechayr, not against Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda. Even though the Pashtus Lashon HaSug is like that. And they say, Kol sheyesh mechamesh zaminin mevaruch in a love. And however, if I put flour in, and it, if it's kedei she yis oid alev, So it sounds like the Tosfos is saying that Rabbi Yosef is really machriya like Rav Kahana, amoloi mitamoi, but it sounds like Tosfos is saying that we go with Rav Kahana. No?
For Tamar also?
Mara says that Rav Yosef says, I pass the Grahana. Why? Because Kavose Rav Kahana Mistabra. The Rav Shmuel, the Amrei Tarvayu. So, how do you read that line? So, Lechora read the line that we should follow Rav Kahana for a different reason. But Lechora, is that really what the Gemara says? Is that how you read the line? It says, Kavosei Rav Kahana Mistabra. Rav Kahana makes sense.
Why didn't all the timer though? Also the timer, why not?
Well, as I'm saying, in other words, the way that you first learn the Gemara is Kavosei Rav Kahana Mistabra, but not a passing Rav Kahana, but for a different reason. The Rav Shmuel Ami Tavayu. But Lachori, the Tosfos doesn't seem to be saying that. Tosfos seems to be saying we're going to follow Rav Kahana's din, Kadesh Yisrael Aleim. So he must have read the Gemara. Kavosei Rav Kahana Mistabra. Rav Kahana makes sense because Rav and Shmuel said Kol sheyesh mechamesh zaminin mevorach levar minei mizaynes. Kavosei Rav Kahana Mistabra. The Rav and Shmuel damri tavayu. Whenever you have the chameshes minin. So the chameshes haminim are always going to be soid.
Yes, how else, what other ways are you going to read it?
What other ways are you going to read it? The riff. The Rosh writes, if you have it inside, if not, it's not working so well now. So the Rosh writes, Chavetz Kedera, Rav Yehuda Amar Shakal, Rav Kahana Amar Bar Minei Mizaynos, Amar Rav Yosef, Nekot Rav Kahana B'Yodcha, the Rav Shmuel, the Amar Tervayu, Kol Sheyesh Mechamesh Naminin, Mevorchan Olav Bar Minei Mizaynos, Vechein Hilchasa Daha Rav Yosef, Maisi minayu raya. Hilchach. So we paskin like Rav Yosef. V'chein hilchasa. Rav Yosef. Maisi minayu raya. Because Rav Yosef brings a raya to Rav Kahana, Hilchoch, Kol Sheikroi Mechameshes Aminen, Afilu Ruboi Mimin Acher, Mevorach Levor Minei Mezoinis. Avol Tavshil, Sheneisen Shem Kemach Lahakvei Samachu Ledovkoi, Leichol Sheviker. Because only the book of Yalma. The Afal Gav, the Hilchasa Kavasayu Bahach Memra Kaimaisa, Behod the Omer Kol Shemechamesh Zaminin, Lafuki Oris, we don't paskin that way. We only paskin the Rav Shmuel in the first din of Kol, not in the din of excluding Oris. So, when the Rosh says that we paskin like Rav Yosef, right? He says we paskin like Rahana, so he says Afagav the Hilchos Kavasayu. No, the wrong one. We paskin Bermine Mizonis, Rav Yosef Maisi Minayu Raya. Because Rav Yosef brings a Raya. So that sounds like Tosfos, right? It's all the same din. But sorry, just. But the look at the Rajba. Rajba says, Rubai Devash, Umiyute Silas. It's almost all honey. Inami Ikroi Machmas Duvshoi, Visilsoi Lat Imoi Ulach Shiroi. Or you really want a honey dish, and the flour is what makes the honey edible. Ubikom lokaim cave on the solsay mu'urav boy lach shiroi, and nevertheless, since the flour is what makes it possible to eat, mevorchen ala soiles kirasikna mehod ravishvul. So we say a mezoinois because of Rav and Shmuel's din. I'll tell me that it sounds like the flower is ledevik ba'alma. So he says, we'll make a difference. So he says that there's a difference. It's not ledevik ba'alma. It's still an important part of the maichel. Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to have the honey. But l'chayr, it's according to Rashba. Rashba is saying that that Rav and Shmuel's din is different than the din of Rav Kana. So again, Hayyesim Mikol Zeh. So Gemara has a principle that whenever you have a tarayves, you make a bracha on the ikar point is tofa. Exactly why he can't make two brachas, we'll wait till we get to that sugya. So our Gemara is saying, so now we have to make one bracha. What is the ikar? So Gemara says, machlekes of Kahana and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the ikar is the tam or the ikar is the right, the consistency. L'chara, the based on Tosfos, we would say, whether the ikar is the taste or the ikar is the satisfaction that it gives you, how it fills you up. Okay, so now we learn from the Ritva's Lashon in Daf Lamites, I believe. Yeah. This is not the... even though the man at the front, the man says that the ritva is a sheet, that's not correct. It's just not... Here, this lashon over here. Elafilu b'tarayves kol zaman she'ena me'ikir atav shel klal she'ena ibole kavanas achilasi klal leichoshev. That's the mitzvah's lashon later on in the parak. But what's he? The mitzvah is saying that what makes ledevik va'alma not a significant. So the Ritva says, because that does not satisfy, that's not a reason a person eats it. Can it be in the Kamid, the Teshul de Lifta, the Yavi Kimcha, the Alpha Gav, the Mafshabi Kimcha, but a lot of flour there. There you would not make a Mizoinis. Like Osi Lechlal Kavona Sachilosi, El Bukri Alma. So this Ritva gives us, defines for us. What is pshat in ikir and tafel? Kavanas achila. So now our Gemara is saying that kavanas achila could be either be latam or could be lasmida, lasbi, lasade. Good. So if Kahana says lasade, so now the Gemara says that Rav Yosef held we should pasken like Rav Kahana. Why? Because Rav Kahana's din is karabed in Rav and Shmuel. So Tosva says that the pshat is that we go now basar soid, right? Tam is not. Whenever you have a situation where you have a tarayvus and one is giving you a fullness and one is giving you a tam, so soid is the ikir kavana. Okay. And Rav and Shmuel, how do Rav and Shmuel corroborate that? Because they said when you come to Chamesh Bini Dagon, we always have Chamesh Bini Dagon. So the Rambam explains that means that we always go Basar what Soed, and when you have Chamesh Bini Dagon, that's always going to be what gives you more nourishment. Right? You can have a cranberry apple kugel. So what's giving you what's more Soed is always the Bini Dagon. If you go right, you can have a situation where you have a smaller amount of flour, but that's what's going to be soid. So that's how lechari the Tosfos learns pshat. That's how the lechari the Rambam learns pshat. Alternatively, you could learn pshat. Rav Yosef. Kavosei de Rav Kahana mistabra, it's mistabra to be paskin like it, but not because of his svara. Why is that? The emes is that we always go baser roiv. Chameshis, that's what Rav and Shmuel said. When it comes to chameshis, meaning we break the rule and go even baser miyot, as long as that the devik be alma. Not because of kavanas achila. Because the food is defined by what the roiv is. We go baser roiv, a different mahalach. It so happens when it comes to chavetz kedera, so the two mahalchim, Rav Kahana's mahalch and Rav and Shmuel, coincide. But we have not. But if that's the case, then we've rejected Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda. Altogether, we rejected the aside of kavana sechila, and we say you always go baser roiv. When you have chameshes mini dogon, so then we don't go baser roiv, because then the chashivas of chameshes mini dogon will always determine what's the more important machal. Okay, let's just... So the nafka mina will be between the two ways of learning pshat. Will be when I have a tarayves of like a salad. When I have a tarayves of different kinds of fruits. So what will be the keveya? Right, what will be the keveya? Will the keveya be the rive or the kavana sechila? So for example, the chayodam says it'll always be the rive. Because apparently he learned pshat that the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef, rejected Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda. But the Mishnah Berurah, I think, doesn't necessarily go bus arrive. After which one I make sure I remember correctly. So the Chorba, he's following the Rishonim who say that Rabbi Yosef passes that Rabbi Yosef passes like Rav Kahana, and he's bringing a raya from Chamesh Bnei Dagon to Rav Kahana's din, but he passes that it goes Basar Kavana Sachila. So that will have nafka minas lamas. That'll have nafka minas. For example, let's say the Kit Kat bar. So kavanas achila is hard to figure out. Do you want chocolate with a little bit of substance, or do you want a cookie with a little bit of chocolate? Like a chocolate chip cookie, you understand what it is, right? You have a choice of having fresh strawberries or strawberries that are covered with chocolate. You have a choice of having almonds or chocolate almonds. Right? So what's keveya? Are you going bosa roiv? Are you going bosa kavanas achila? And then kavanas achila, what Josh was saying before, it would be very hard to determine what the kavanas achila is. A chocolate covered almond. Do you want a piece of chocolate with a crunch, or do you want an almond with an additional taste? Right? Why do roiv people, lachar goes basa roiv, why do roiv people have this? A chocolate covered raisin. Is the raisin giving a certain substance to the chocolate? Or you want a raisin, but you want a raisin with a certain... So if you go, if we would follow the the chayyadam would be clear, whatever the rive is. Right? But if we follow the, I want to double check that I remember this correctly, Mishnah Berurah, so then tzarachian, in all of these situations, why do rive people have it? So it boils down to this nakuda. When Rav Yosef said, kavosei de Rav Kahana mistabra, was he following Rav and Shmuel, and he was discarding the cheshbon of Rav Kahana of Yehuda, or was he saying for a carrot, we're going to follow Rav Kahana, and Rav and Shmuel is a way of it, Rav and Shmuel really have the same din as Rav Kahana. So that's the. So again. The way that we can learn the sugya, you can either learn the sugya as that there are three different cheshbonos, and we only have and we follow Rav Yosef, we follow Rav and Shmuel, we go basir ikar. And chameshes minim, ikar minim, go bus arrive. That's one mahalach. Or we go busar. When when it comes to the chameshes minim, then we go basa chameshes minim. But when it comes to everything else, we go basa kavana sachila. Okay, so that'll be. We'll go back to tomorrow.